Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Five ways you can tell if emotional honesty and integrity are lacking in your life or in your relationships. I've talked a little bit about emotional integrity. That was over a year ago. I'll give you the link to go more into depth of what is emotional integrity. But it affects our lives if we do not have emotional integrity. And it affects people's lives around us if we don't have emotional integrity. But then also, if people we are in relationship with don't have emotional integrity, sometimes we don't know that that's what's happening. And the good thing about this, knowing these things and knowing the five ways you can tell, I'm going to give you five different behaviors, five different ways that you can tell when emotional integrity is lacking. These are so you can spot them. Maybe you'll find one in a relationship or two or five. If you find five, oh no, that's kind of a lot. But still there's hope, because if a person who lacks emotional integrity wants to have emotional integrity, if they will face the truth and do the work, they can develop emotional integrity. I'm certain if I look back on my life before I healed of the trauma in my life, I would find a lack of emotional integrity in myself. One way about that is I didn't even know how I felt. So how could I be honest about how I felt if I didn't know how I felt? That's something. That's how it affects us. Trauma does that to us. So I'm going to share with you five ways you can tell if you lack emotional integrity, or if someone in your life is lacking emotional integrity. One, the first one is always nice to you, but never really connecting with you at a hard or deep level. They're like polite. They're very nice and polite. And when you're around, they nod their head and look like they're paying attention, but they're really not. That's a lack of emotional integrity. But they're polite and they're nice. And so they think that they're, respecting you, but they're really disrespecting you. And if you do this with someone else, you're disrespecting them if you're not really listening. If you're pretending to listen and just smiling and nodding and thinking about what you're going to have for dinner or whatever, whether you've been in a conversation with someone like that or if you have been doing that yourself, that is one of the ways to spot a lack of emotional integrity. Two, mistakes aren't allowed. They won't own up to mistakes. I wouldn't own up to mistakes. I know I suffered in this area because I had the mindset that mistakes were like almost fatal. They were criminal. So mistakes were something I denied and I wouldn't own up to because they were this awful thing, but they're not. Everybody makes mistakes. And I learned how to own up to that. God showed me that. I talk about it in my first book, Emerging with Wings, but not taking responsibility for their mistakes. Someone who lacks emotional integrity will not own up to their mistakes. They will deny them. They'll blame them on someone else, but they won't take ownership of their mistakes. That is a lack of emotional integrity. So three, what they say and what they do don't line up. They don't practice what they preach, as they say. They'll make promises about something, but then they won't follow through with it. They'll say they believe a certain thing, but then their life will not reflect that. So that's an incongruence. That's a lack of integrity, a lack of emotional integrity. What they say and what they do not agree. And again, I'm going to pause here. I've done three of them already. Nice on the outside, but no depth to it. They won't open up to mistakes, and they don't practice what they preach. There's hope. Because if you find this in yourself, you can grow and you can change and you can learn emotional integrity. So I wanted to pause there because this can feel kind of heavy. If it's like, oh my goodness, I do all of these. Oh. I was kind of like that at the beginning of my healing journey, and it can be really heavy. So I pause a lot to say, I love you. I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. You can love yourself from a lack of emotional integrity into having emotional integrity. So if you don't do what you say, if you don't practice what you preach, you can change that. If you don't own up to mistakes and you blame others, you can change that. If you're nice to people but you don't really connect, you can change that. So those are three of the five. So I got two more for you, okay? You ready? The fourth one is they deny their feelings. They deny their emotions. I'm fine because there could be so many reasons why they're like that. Emotions were not allowed when they were growing up. So you have just pretend that you're fine, but you're not fine. No one's fine all the time. So denying the truth of your feelings and denying the truth of other people's feelings as well. A lack of respect for other people's feelings and telling them to stop feeling and telling them to don't be like that, suck it up, get over it, or whatever the wording is that you might project, or if you've had it projected upon yourself. Either way, this is a lack of emotional integrity. We have a right to feel what we feel. You know, that doesn't mean we just run all over everybody. We have respect in that. There's a respectful way to feel our feelings, to communicate our feelings to others, to listen to the feelings of others in the confines of respect. Emotions are a part of who we are. They're very important. So ignoring them and denying them and pretending they're not going on is hurtful to ourselves, physically, emotionally, mentally, and relationally. It hurts us in many ways. Then the fifth way is they avoid problems. Pretend things don't. When something goes wrong, we just pretend nothing happened. I just sweep it under the rug. And then, you know, after enough time, you got this big bump under the rug because all the problems are under the rug. You know, that elephant in the room thing. That's a lack of emotional integrity. And there's reasons why people have these things. Many times it's because they've been conditioned in a way to develop these behaviors, which is why there's hope again. I'm going back to the hope thing of if you find this in your life or someone in your relationship with, whoever is exhibiting these behaviors, these mentalities, these reactions, these responses, however they manifest, if the person wants to change and grow, they can. We can always develop emotional integrity if we lack it, and if those we're in relationship with, if they care to go deeper, if they want to develop this in their life, they can. So there's always hope. There's no judgment, no condemnation. There's grace. There's no shame because we can change. We can take ownership of our emotions and we can grow. We can change. We can develop. I have grown so much in my healing journey. I help my clients do this in my coaching, and I can help you if that's something that you would like help with in the coaching. I can coach you through to help you develop emotional integrity. So two things I'm going to give you as a call to action from this talk with you today, this episode today, is one, if you need coaching, reach out and start that process. Get help to develop emotional integrity. And if you're like, I need more information about this, I will give the link to my previous episode on what is emotional integrity so you can learn about it from there. So until next time, remember, I love you. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.